Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
A crazy game at Swansea.
Swansea beat Crystal Palace in a 5-4 thriller at the Liberty Stadium. Palace took the lead, but the Swans equalised before half-time. Swansea scored two more goals to lead 3-1, but Palace came back with three more goals to lead 4-3, going into the 90th minute. Amazingly, Swansea scored twice in injury time to give them an unbelievable 5-4 win.
Top four, all win again.
Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal all won at the weekend. Chelsea and Manchester City made great comebacks to win 2-1 against Spurs and Burnley, while Liverpool and Arsenal had more comfortable wins against Sunderland and Bournemouth.
Manchester United's problems at home continue.
Manchester United drew 1-1 at home to West Ham. It's the first time since 1990 that United have failed to win in four league games in a row, and the first time since 1980 that United have drawn four consecutive league games at Old Trafford.
Before we move on, we want to thank everyone for entering our first Big Football Quiz. We had thousands of entries from all over the world, and lots of you got all 10 questions correct.
But there can only be one lucky winner. Rich, can we have a drum roll? The winner is Estefan from Montenegro.
Congratulations to Estefan. You are the winner of a Nike Audem 4 Premier League football. We'll be in contact with you this week about how we will get your prize delivered to you.
Some great performances last week. West Ham's goalkeeper, Darren Randolph, played superbly at Old Trafford. And Manchester City's Sergio Aguero and Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez both scored twice to help their teams to victory.
But our player of the week this week is another player who scored a double last weekend. It's Swansea City's Spanish striker, Fernando Llorente.
Good choice. That Swansea Palace match was amazing. 9 goals. Not sure about the defending, though.
No, I think both teams will have to defend better if they want to avoid relegation this season.
Did you see that Premier League teams were looking more colourful last weekend?
I did, yes. Players were wearing rainbow-coloured laces on their boots, and Premier League captains wore rainbow-coloured armbands instead of the normal black ones.
They were doing it to lend support to the Rainbow Laces campaign.
This initiative aims to highlight that lesbian, gay, bi and trans people are welcome at every level of sport and that homophobia is unacceptable.
It's great that the campaign has got the backing of the Premier League. There were rainbow flags flying before every Premier League match last weekend.
The Premier League is proud to support the LGBT community, and Premier League clubs often back campaigns that promote inclusion and equality.
Last month, Manchester United gave their support to Wear Red Day, which was a fundraising event for a charity called Show Racism the Red Card.
Also last month, the Premier League, in partnership with the English Football Association, held Girls Football Week. The aim of the week is to encourage more girls and women to play football.
Southampton have launched a campaign called The Same Game, which aims to educate fans about women's football and teach the game in exactly the same way to boys and girls.
It's great to see that Premier League clubs give their support to so many different campaigns and initiatives that encourage equality, diversity, and inclusion.
I agree. I think that football can really help bring people together. Shall we move on to some of the language now?
Yes, there were lots of phrases and bits of vocabulary that we can look at, especially words connected to support. We just use that word a lot.
We use this word a lot when we're talking about football. I support Arsenal. You support Liverpool. I'm an Arsenal supporter or an Arsenal fan. We use it to say which team we like.
But support also means to help someone or something by saying that you agree with it or by giving money.
The Premier League supports the Rainbow Laces campaign. Support can also be a noun. I give Arsenal my support when I go to the match. So one common collocation is give support, or we can say we give support to something.
Earlier, Jack said, Manchester United gave their support to Wear Red Day. We can also lend support. Jack said, the Premier League lent their support to the Rainbow Laces campaign.
You might also use an adjective to show that you are happy or you think it's important to support something. A popular adjective to use here is proud. Rich said, the Premier League are proud to support the LGBT community. The Premier League feel pride and are happy to show their support.
Instead of using the word support, you can use a synonym. One synonym is to back. When I go to the match, I back my team. I sing songs and chant until the 90th minute. I give Liverpool my full backing.
This is the same meaning as when we were talking about the Rainbow Laces campaign. I said earlier, the Rainbow Laces campaign has the backing of the Premier League. And Rich said, Premier League clubs often back campaigns that promote equality and inclusion.
So we support and back our teams, but we also support and back many other campaigns and initiatives too. In this week's questions, we want you to tell us about the team you back and some of the campaigns and initiatives that you support.
And if you want to know more about the Rainbow Laces campaign, we've put a link to Stonewall, the organisation that runs the initiative, on the side of this page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to call up. This means to give a player the chance to play for a sports team and especially an international team. For example, this week Crystal Palace's Wilfried Zaha has been called up by the Ivory Coast team, even though he's played 3 times for England. But he can play because he was never called up by England for a competitive match.
Well done to Alex from Ukraine and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana. You got the right answer last week.
This week's phrase is actually just a word. Rich is a little bit worried because on Saturday, Liverpool star player Philippe Coutinho left the pitch on a... He's injured, but we don't know how bad it is yet. A is what the medical team use to take players off the pitch if they can't walk.
Yes, I am a bit worried. I think it's his ankle. I hope he's back on the pitch soon. Last week's prediction was the match between Chelsea and Spurs. We all predicted the right result last week. A win for Chelsea, and Jack and our Premier Skills listeners also predicted the right score, 2-1. It's the first time that you've predicted the right result, so well done if you were one of them.
The prediction league is looking very close, isn't it? What match are you going to predict this week, Rich?
The big matches keep coming. This weekend sees Manchester City take on Chelsea. This will be a big test of Chelsea's title ambitions, away to one of their biggest rivals. Chelsea have now won 7 matches in a row and are top of the Premier League by 1 point, with City in second place. It will be a close match, and the easy option would be to go for a draw, but I think City will win in a good game. Final score, Manchester City 3, Chelsea 2.
I'm going to go for the easy option, a 1-1 draw.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our Fantasy Premier League page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.